T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Real pleasure to have the new commissioner, Jim Phillips, join us from the ACC and talk about all the changes and everything going on right now in college football. And if you don't mind, I'm going to start with, you got a lot of different things on your plate, but the potential playoff from 4 to 12 teams and how you feel about it and if you think it might happen in the near future.
I think it's an exciting time. Certainly, I just want to thank both you guys to be able to be on the show. So really feel fortunate. Listen, this is a really good time for us to evaluate this 12-team playoff. It was a mandate from the board of directors of the CFP, the presidents, 2 years ago. And they had four commissioners get together. They spent nearly 24 months assessing a 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, 12, and 14 format playoffs. There was probably 100-plus variations of those entities that I just described. In the end, they felt that this was the one that we should bring forward and to discuss. So in late June, we got a chance to be together in Dallas with the presidents and the commissioners. And at the end of that meeting, it was unanimous that we should bring this out and socialize it, meaning that let's bring it out to the coaches, let's bring it out to the student athletes, the fans, right, that listen to your show and that love college football, and get an idea of how people feel about this 12-team playoff and what are the pros, what are the cons, what are the areas that you're just not sure about. And so that's where we're at. We're just in that kind of let's take some feedback on the playoff, and that's where we find ourselves.
You see it happening in the next couple of years? Could you see a change taking place?
I do. I don't know if it's now or if it's in the future. I think, you know, history tells us a little bit about our future in the sense that we never had a playoff at one point. Then we came up with the BCS system. That worked its way through the system. Great. And then we invented the CFP, and that was a better version of what we had. So to go from 4, I think we all would need to know that it's a better version of what we currently have. And the health and safety of the student athletes, what does that look like? Playing additional games. You go from 15 to maybe 16 and even 17 in rare occasions, but still there's a potential, right? Now that starts to rival the pro schedule, right? And is that really the right thing for college student athletes? But the flip side is right now there's limited access. We have 130 schools playing football at the FBS level, and 4 of them get in the playoff. That's a 3% kind of access point. All our other sports, men's basketball, baseball, they all have about 20% of schools have a chance to play for a championship. We've had 7 years of the CFP. It's been terrific. 28 spots, right? If you look at it and just play out the numbers, 22 of those 28 spots have been to 5 schools, right? And so is it really a playoff, right? Or is it a select invitational type of thing? I hear on both sides of it. I'm hearing coaches say they love the idea of 12. I'm hearing coaches say they don't like the idea of 12. I'm hearing student athletes say they love the idea. And so that's where we're at. We want to try to get to some kind of recommendation to the board when we get into latter part of September. But it's really going well. And that's the beauty of college sports. And that's the beauty of, I think, how this thing has been put together, is there's a real great chance for our fans to kind of weigh in on it, our student athletes and coaches, and then we'll take that feedback.
It's got everybody talking, that's for sure. The other one, of course, is the NIL, name, image, and likeness. Also brand new on the plate since July 1st. What are your thoughts on where that is and where it could go?
I think it's really good where it started, right? I think there was a lot of consternation from everybody for a number of years. But in the end, we allow our students and other individuals to take advantage of their name, image, and likeness and monetize it. Why shouldn't we allow student-athletes to do it? I'm proud of our schools. I'm really proud of how they prepared our student-athletes for this opportunity. You're seeing a lot of good success stories there. But I would say you got to peel it back a little bit. This is not a really good landscape to stay in for very long, meaning that we have 10 states across our 15 schools in the ACC. Four of those states have legislation, like in the state of Florida. Two have executive orders from a state, and four are deferring back to the NCAA policy. So we have discrepancy on what you can and can't do across our 15 schools. You multiply that by 32 conferences, right? And in football, there's 10, but 32 Division I conferences, and the number of schools within that conference, 351 total. That's a lot of dissimilarities here about what you can and can't do, which leads to the point of we need federal legislation that goes across all 50 states in a fair and equitable way, and we need it done in a way where it doesn't harm our Olympic sports and the revenue distribution that goes to who predominantly plays college sports. They're mostly Olympic sports student-athletes, men and women. So we're off to, I think, a really good start. Proud of our coaches and proud of our staffs and our university, but we can't stay in this type of position for very long. We need federal intervention.
Commissioner, I wanted to ask you about our partners. The Orange Bowl is a great event for us in South Florida, but for the ACC, it's also a very meaningful event.
It's the gold standard of relationships we have with the bowl partners. We love the Orange Bowl. The history and tradition, what it means to college football, what it means to the great state of Florida, what it means to the city of Miami and the community and the dollars that are raised through the Orange Bowl that go back into the community. It's our crown jewel in the ACC, and we're going to do everything we can to protect it and make it better and look to the future to only enhance what we all believe is just a beautiful partnership between the ACC and the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, that would be the follow-up with the new playoff system. How important is it to protect the major bowls?
Critical. Yeah, critical. That's not even up for discussion. And that no one wants to ever kind of take things for granted, but there's great symmetry amongst the conference commissioners. There's great symmetry amongst the bowl partners and great mutual admiration and respect that the Orange Bowl will be protected, just like some of the other conferences will want to protect the bowls that they do business with.
Vaccination's been a hot topic too, getting as many kids vaccinating coaches as possible. Is that a top priority for you as well?
It is. I said it in my opening remarks today, and we're all affected by COVID. I have some family that are healthcare workers, and those are the real heroes in our country each and every day trying to protect others. I believe in the vaccination. And what it means, but I also have great respect that this is an independent choice, right? And so those that feel strongly about not getting vaccinated, they live in the greatest country in the world, and they deserve the right to not be vaccinated. That being said, it's just going to play out for our football season and all of our fall sports is the teams that have the most vaccinated student-athletes are probably, maybe most likely be those teams that are uninterrupted or at least less interrupted than those that aren't. I mean, the variants out there now and the virus is telling us that the vaccination really helps. And so encouraging people to get vaccinated. But in the end, people deserve to do what they want to do.
What's on top of the priority list for you right now, taking over as commissioner of the ACC?
Oh, my gosh. Do we have another 30 minutes of this interview?
Amy's looking at her phone saying, oh, no.
Yeah. Here's what it comes down to. And I look at you with the experience that you had in both as a college student athlete and as a professional student athlete. At the heart of all of this, it comes down to the student athlete experience. And so when you think about top priority and what's at the, I think it's about providing a world-class experience for our student athletes across the 15 schools in our conference, the 10,000 student-athletes, a world-class academic experience, athletic experience, social or spiritual experience, depending on, what their interests are. And sometimes we can get distracted in moments like this because there's so much going on in the world of collegiate sports. But when we kind of zero back in on what our responsibility is and what the mission looks like, it all works itself out.
Commissioner Phillips, thank you so much. Really appreciate you spending a few minutes with you. We're going to get you on in South Florida again. Thank you.
You got it. And I want to come down to Florida instead of you coming up to Charlotte next time. How's that sound?
That sounds a lot better. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.